Promised Land is a brand new work co-created by Countess V. Winfrey, who's DCDC's rehearsal director, Debbie Blunden Diggs, and myself. And it is an ode to and kind of like a call to action that was inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King's speech that he did here at the University of Dayton in 1964.
That's Carrie-Ann Blair from the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company. The world premiere of Promised Land is taking place October 25th and 26th at the Victoria Theater, part of a performance titled Reflections. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, with Carrie-Ann Blair and Debbie Blunden Diggs.
The piece will take you on a journey through some political moments in our history and also present, some spiritual moments in our history and present, and then just some reflective moments of how you as an individual can contribute to the progression of the collective.
What kind of music accompanies that piece?
Oh, so we've got some instrumentals from rap and hip-hop artist Andre 3000. He has a new album that just came out, I think, about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, that's all flute instrumentals. We've got some spiritual things like Amazing Grace, a version by the singer The Gabriels. And so it's pretty much a mix of everything, but the tone still is what I talked about before, political, religious / spiritual, and then your personal reflection.
And Debbie, you're the head of the whole organization of DCDC. What are the other pieces on the Reflections opening program?
Well, the two other pieces that we're going to be doing is, one is On the Wings of Angels, that is a tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen. It's an old piece that we pulled out of our vault. It features all of our men. It's extremely athletic and beautiful in the same breath. It was choreographed by Sir Warren Spears many years ago. The other piece on the program is Splendor, and it's a brand new piece for us. It was created in the early summer by a woman named Amy Hall Garner, and it was a piece that was created on us in collaboration with the Paul Taylor Dance Company out of New York. She created the piece so that at the American Dance Festival, we performed it collaboratively. It was a mixed cast. And now we can perform it on our own programs with just DCDC dancers or just Paul Taylor dancers. It's a beautiful piece. It shows the company differently.
In what way?
It shows the company in its splendor. It is just a piece full of light and full of grace. That's a very technical piece. And so, not that the other pieces we do aren't technical, but Amy Hall Gardner's style and vocabulary of dance suits the dancers at both DCDC and Paul Taylor well, which is very interesting, because we both are very dynamically different. What she did was pretty special and magical.
The entire DCDC season is called Dancing in Our Light. What does that mean?
DCDC is 57 years old, and we are rooted in the African American experience, as everybody knows, but we're also rooted in this community. We have had conversations about DCDC being more well-known outside of Dayton than we are inside of Dayton. And so in my own imagination and vision, I'm like, okay, it's time to really step into our light. No apologies about who we are. We are who we are. We tell the stories we tell through our dance. And it's just time to step into our own light. I tell young people, never dim your light for anyone. And so I am focusing sort of that sentiment on the company. So we are about ourselves, telling the stories about ourselves, and just moving in our own light. I want people to see us as who we are, not who they think we should be or who they think that we are.
I think it's also an example to show our community that you too can be in your light. You too don't have to dim yourself down. You too can live in your truth and your realness of who you are. And so we want to demonstrate that as a pillar in this community, artistically and just personally as well. We want to demonstrate that and be that example so that our audiences can recognize that too. Even when they see us like at Kroger or at Walmart, they see the light, and we can honor that in our community as well.
Carrion Blair and Debbie Blunden Diggs from the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company. DCDC's Reflections is October 25th and 26th at the Victoria Theater. Get more information at dcdc.org. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.